I would like to say hello to everybody. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We're live from Amory, Wisconsin, WPCA Radio 93.1. Or maybe you found us on the internet. However, welcome. My name is Mike Murtha. I've got Ed Schmidt sitting right next to me. And each show we feature a guest. This week we have Eric Satterlund from Grantsburg, Wisconsin, an old friend of ours. We're looking forward to this. We'll be doing some live acoustic music as well as some lively stories, and most of them are true. Not all of them, but most of them are true. And so we'll just sit back and listen. Tell your friends and family that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. And we hope that you do too. And we hope that we trigger some happy memories or maybe create some new ones. So let's rev it up, guys. Once again, we want to welcome everybody to Trigger Happy Memories. We're here live in Amory, Wisconsin, and actually we're doing a live presentation, pre-recording a show for earlier this winter, so bear with us on that, but it's going to be a live presentation. And anyway, on the request, we had the fireworks went over really well. We had them a couple months ago. We had requests for people wanting to have the fireworks again and the dancing girls, so we're back. It went over so big, you know. So, how you doing, Ed?
Good. I'm doing good.
That's good. Yeah.
Keeping up with the winter. That's all we're doing.
I know it. Yes, it's actually been a little nicer recently here, but we had lots of fun here a while back in December. We were for Uncle Bob's birthday party over at the memory care unit.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Did. Lots of folks showed up for that.
I think he had fun during that.
I think he had a lot of fun. That was special.
He was. Sure busy talking and listening and having the time of his life, I'll tell you.
And he was heckling the band, too, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was saying that we sounded pretty good, except for maybe that I could use a little brush enough.
He thought maybe Eddie could use a little more practice, but no, that was lots of fun. But we've had a lot of fun on this show. We've been doing this for over 2 years now. We've had such great guests, all of them, but recently we had... Rick Shevchek was with us a while back, Pat Brown from the White Sidewalls, Dave Swanson. We had Dan Lund with us, Kenny Corona, just a bunch of really, really good guests and some great players. And we have another one, a good friend of ours from Grantsburg, Eric Satterlund is with us. Hello, Eric.
How you doing, boys?
Well, good. How you doing?
You went through all the good guys. Now you got it down to me.
No, we're
saving the best for last.
We're still on it. We're still climbing. We're still going. Going up. And yeah, so good to see you, Eric.
Yeah, well, it's good to be seen.
Yes, we've got our paths have crossed many, many times through the years.
They certainly have.
And we share a lot of the same friends.
Yeah, we just. Discussed a path crossing that we didn't even know about
Right. Back
in the early 70s, I guess.
Sure, yeah. But of course, we had Pat Brown, Hound Dog, that was on one of our shows, and he talked about how you two guys had started the White Sidewalls way back in 1970. Does that sound right?
Yeah, 70, 71 in there, yeah.
So
now, giving full credit to Hound Dog, because he's the one that, it was his idea.
Mm.
Now, I just happened to be handy, and I had worked with him previously in another band in college. So I got commandeered to play bass in the White Sidewalls.
Well, that's pretty cool. You were talking on the phone, too, that maybe you could undo some of these stories that were told before. Get them correct this time, though.
Well, I'm not sure what stories Hound Dog told. So.
No, Hound Dog was very accurate with his stories, but... anyhow, one of the things we ask everybody, Eric, is What inspired you to play music as a?
Well, really, it was my uncle's band, the Shorn Brothers Country sure. Show out of River Falls, and
yeah.
They were my mother's brothers, and I remember going down to the valley, watching those guys play when I was probably 6 years old,
okay.
And me and my 1 year older brother would stay down there all night with our folks, and we were there when the last dog was hung. I'll tell you, we had a lot of fun watching those guys. And
oh yeah,
that was my big inspiration. So.
And it was for me and also for my brother John as well. We used to see them. My dad took us out to see the Shorn Brothers, and it was just the two of them playing at the VFW on a Sunday morning over in Hudson. And somehow my dad discovered these. He said, "I think you guys should come and see them." We were just learning how to play guitar. And boy, then we were inspired after seeing those guys.
Yeah, they did a good job, and it was especially for the time. They were in there really, really excellent.
Yeah, and at that time, I remember. I mean, at least the guitar players we'd see in the area, they would strum rhythms to an old time music or an accordion. Jack Shorn was playing the melodies. He was playing the leads, and they were way ahead of their time in terms of, and also harmonies.
Yep.
You know, we didn't hear harmonies. At least I didn't from some of the dance bands that would come to Hammond when we were kids, but those guys were doing that. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And of course, the first band that I remember were Larry and Jack Shorn playing rhythm and lead guitar, and then Dale Olson on bass and Gordy Johnson, I believe, on drums.
I think you're right.
Those guys were a good group.
Later, Mike Coleman started playing drums with those guys.
In fact, I played with Mike and Jack one night. They were playing for a Christmas party in Hudson for Erickson Stores.
Okay.
There's a big place up on the hill up there. And Jack needed help, so he called me and he said, "Do you know anybody else?" So me and my friend Nick Roberts went down there and played with Jack and Mike.
Really?
Yeah, for the Christmas party down
there.
Neat. Yeah. We just, no rehearsal, just ran up there and played.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, we're going to have you sing a song here right away.
We got lots
of stories to cover, but we got to cover some music here too. So
I used to get to sing this one at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa.
Okay.
We were doing the Buddy Holly thing, and
sure.
I got to kind of play the part of the big bopper.
Yeah, so. I remember that. I was down there with you guys a few times.
We'll see how it goes. I haven't done it in a while, but we'll give it a shot here.
Yeah.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the big bopper speaking. You sweet thing. Do I what? Will I what? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down and a wiggle and a walk and a giggle and a talk makes the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make my act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long neck goose. Like a, oh baby, that's what I like. What's that, baby? But, oh, honey, but, oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down and a wiggle and a walk and a giggle and a talk, Lord. Makes the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a, oh baby, that's what I like. What's that, baby? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. Oh baby, I got no money, honey. All right, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down in a wiggle and a walk and a giggle and a talk, Lord. Makes the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make my act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a, oh, baby, that's what I like.
That's Eric Satterlin. Very nice, Eric. That was fun.
That was great.
We had the honor of having you run sound for us for a few summers. We did some nice festivals around Woodville, Hammond, River Falls, and would make you come up and do that song. And it was always always ignited the crowd when you'd come up and do that. That was fun. Eddie grabbed a sax and had some fun with that. But going back to the early days again, I just want to make sure we don't get ahead of ourselves. But I remember the band called Pressed Rat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in high school, and you guys were in college, I guess. But you guys would come to the Hammond Hall and play.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure.
You guys were a really good band.
It seems to me that was that long stairway up to the second floor, wasn't it? Yes. carried all that gear up those steps.
Yes, and it was Nick Roberts and you, and Larry Dahlberg.
Larry Dahlberg.
Pat Brown. Yep. Daryl Siebel was your front your singer out front. Good voice.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
And then Jim Hunter, did he play with you guys
too? Yep, he sure did.
Yeah. That was a really good group. Yeah.
Yeah, I still see Jim usually every year. He comes home he lives out in Chico, California now.
Okay.
Still plays music.
He does.
Yeah.
Good piano player.
Blues group called The Difference out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And we usually make him sit in with our band now. So.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, neat. And talking about your band, Eddie, you've played with these guys quite a bit the last couple summers.
Yeah, I can't believe it. How many years has it been now, Eric, that...
Not enough.
Yeah, I remember when you were doing sound for us, and then the one time you said, boy, I think we could use some help. I don't know if it was one of the times you're going to play up in Superior, and I thought, boy, those guys are playing rock and roll. I can't keep up with them guys.
Oh,
and but then I can't, wonder where the one of the first time was that I actually played with you guys.
I can't remember. No, our drummer Joe, though, we booking gigs now, and he said, well, if Eddie can't make it, I ain't doing it.
That's kind of the way we do it, too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I call Ed first,
the way it goes.
And then we decide if we're going to do it or not.
Six or eight groups that sit around going, well, let's check and see if Eddie's available.
Yeah.
If he ain't, we ain't doing it. So.
Sure. you and I have talked on the phone here and there, but I hadn't seen you since it was Eddie's birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
And we
finally,
and you said, well, I think we still recognize each other. But
yeah.
But that was a lot of fun. We got to hear
you. That was a real lot of fun.
It
was the best birthday party I think I've ever been to.
Oh, gee.
A lot of musicians there.
Yeah,
and a lot of them I hadn't seen in quite a while, too, so that was really fun.
That was a lot of fun.
You've got to do that again next year.
I don't think so.
How about next month? We'll do it like and again, we were talking about Freeway Jam is the current band. We're kind of bouncing around here from the early White Sidewalls days to the Pressed Rat, but you're currently with the group called Freeway Jam.
Right, yeah. We've actually been together now about 19 years.
Okay.
Which is, I was in Sidewalls 15 years, so I've been with these guys longer than I was in the Sidewalls.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah. But, good group, though. You guys are nice, tight.
We have, this is actually nothing against any of the other groups I was in, but this group is the most fun group I've ever been in. Everybody just comes and plays and has a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So that's...
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's supposed to be
fun, yeah.
Yeah, so. And people comment, even at the birthday party, Darlene was commenting, but boy, you guys do a lot of fun music with the Freeway Jam. It's that, good, fun dance music that people have
That's kind of our general theme in the Freeway Jam. Always has been since we started, was if you can't dance to it, we ain't playing it. Because we've done a few of those where... terrific songs, you spend hours and hours learning them, and then you play them and everybody's just sitting there.
I mean, like when I learned Hotel California?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, back then?
We did, we used to do Sultan's Swing and Pinball Wizard and some of those. It'd take a little work getting those together, but nobody would dance to them.
Sure. So. Yeah, Eddie spent about 2 weeks learning Hotel California.
Three pages of words.
Six verses, Did it once, wasn't it?
Did it once at the Straight Eight. Put her away.
Yeah,
never again.
That's like Hot Rod Lincoln. There's no identical verses there.
Yeah. Why don't you sing another song, Eric?
Gosh.
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get back to some more stories here. You want to do your False in Prison?
Sure, we can do that one. Sure.
Yeah.
Got to put my fingernails on.
Yeah.
I might even play that, too.
I hear that train a-coming, is rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since. I don't know when, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. time keeps dragging on. That train keeps rolling on down to San Ann. When I was just a young boy, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head.
All the way from Fox Street, here's Eddie Schmidt.
Well, there's probably rich folks eating in fancy dining cars. They're probably smoking coffee and drinking big cigars. I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But that train keeps rolling, and that's what tortures me.
Try it again, Eddie.
Care if I do die, do die. Well, if they freed me from this prison and that railroad train were mine, you know I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues.
That's Eric Satterlund. Good job, Eric. That was fun.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you bet. Going back to early days, we're talking about what inspired you to play music. Did your folks play music at all?
Well, my mother played piano, but only by sheet music, and she would run and hide if we asked her to play along with something we were playing, because she didn't have the sheet music. So.
Oh, sure. Your dad played at all?
No.
Mm. He was the principal in Grantsburg, right?
Right, that's right. Yeah, he was principal. He started out as an ag teacher in 1949 and became the principal about 62 or 63,
okay.
And then until he retired in 85 or something, so 20-some years.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, good for him. Yeah. Yes. And then you went to college in River Falls.
Mm-hmm.
That's
how
you met Ted Swanson, who is a brother to Dave or Swanee, our buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's how that whole thing started to take off with Ted and Nick Roberts and that whole group there. Yeah,
The story about Ted is, the day he brought his brand-new Super Beetle to rehearsal, we were doing a pressed rat rehearsal, and I don't know if you saw that one of those big Super Beetles with the six speakers in it.
Oh, okay.
I know it was about 612s or something, and a great big tube head. I don't know how much power it had, but at that time it was way more powerful than anything we'd ever seen. We all plugged into it. Basically, guitars, everything. And just cranked it up.
Oh.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, Hound Dog was saying that when he was playing with Pressed Rat, he borrowed Ted's drums. Those were Ted's Ludwigs.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember those. But yes, so, and some of the other groups that you played with, we weren't sure the name of the band, but John Siggins was the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Eldred was the piano player.
Yep.
And Mike played with us for a few years, didn't he, Eddie?
Yep.
Trigger
yep.
Happy. Lots of fun. And Nick Roberts, and of course, yeah. But
he had a heck of a piano player.
Yeah.
Mike was a real good piano player. Yeah.
Yes, he was. He passed away. Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah. I did know that.
But anyhow, Eddie, you want to sing a song there?
Sure. Should we try something we haven't done before?
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't
why
we?
Why wouldn't we? It's live.
I'll get some tape and mark my bass here so I can
We're going to try a, we always like to announce them first, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll try a Willie Nelson song, one called Funny How Time Slips Away.
Okay.
Kind of like the 2 years that we've been doing this radio show. Three, four. it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? I guess that I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems like it was only yesterday. Hey, and it's funny how time slips away. How's your new love? Oh, I hope that he's doing fine. Heard you told him that you'd love him till the end of time. Well, that's the same thing that you told me. Seems like only yesterday. And it's funny how time slips away. Gotta go now. I guess I'll see you around. Don't know when though. I don't know when I'll be back in town. Just remember that I told you that in time you're gonna pay. And it's surprising how time slips away. And it's funny how time slips away.
Oh, very nice, Eddie.
I think we'll keep that one for a while.
I think so. I don't think we've ever done that, have we? We've done it with, I think, Dave Simonson sang it.
Yep, and then Betty Lee used to get up and sing it with us.
I think Scott Nash used to even sing it once in a while, but never you.
Scott Nash. Now there's a name we got to bring up.
That's right. We got to say hello to Scott Nash, our buddy. But going back to Eric, you know, you started off with playing with the White Sidewalls, and you left for a few years, and I think you even went to Texas or something.
I did, yeah.
And then you came back and got back in the group. Is that about the time when they went to Clear Lake the first in 79, was it?
No.
That was later.
They had been to Clear Lake a year, actually 2 years before I came back.
Okay.
But that was before I went to Texas.
Okay.
I went to Texas in 84. But, I came back in summer of 80. But they had been to Clear Lake twice by then.
Okay.
In February. So
sure.
79,
yeah.
80.
And I remember, I don't know what year it was, but I filled in for you with the White Sidewalls. Mm-hmm. It was down in New Hampton, Iowa. Mm-hmm. It was one of their big festivals. It was a big old band shell there.
Yeah.
And they told me, the guy said, no, everyone asks you who you are, you're Suds. That's your name. That's,
just keep the shades on.
I had to wear your sunglasses. They were not yours, but they were just like yours. But I wore the sunglasses all night, and everyone said, you know, what's your name, Suds? You know, so that was that was a lot of fun.
I remember that, yeah.
That was
big crowds down there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We played all those town festivals, and we'd look, you'd look out, there'd be 4,000 or 5,000 people out standing out in front of you.
And that's no exaggeration.
No, no, it was not. I remember one day, we had quite a bit of gear for playing outside, big equipment stuff, and we were playing along, and I don't remember what set it was, probably second set, and we blew the transformer right off the pole back, and it blew up, just boom, just like you see in the movie, sparks and stuff, and a lot of the guys from the power company were there at the dance. Mm. In 35 minutes, they had a brand new transformer on that pole, and we were playing again.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That must be a record.
They moved.
I just got to play with, weren't the White Sidewalls, but it was Hound Dog and their drummer, Eric Swenson, mm-hmm. and Dave Swanson. Just a while back, I did a Christmas party down in Northfield, Minnesota. So it was fun to sit and talk with Hound Dog and just... He gets reminiscing about some of the old shows and some of the stories. And
is that old ballroom still look about the same?
It does. It really does.
Always a nice ballroom to play.
Yeah, nice sound in there.
We did a video recording there, but with a sound tap off the board one night, and the audio was so good that I actually put an album out for sale.
Okay.
I picked about 12 or 14 songs from that show, and because the audio was so good out in that room.
Yeah, fun place to play. Yeah, so... I'm going to try a song here, Eddie, we haven't sang for a long time. Guess what it is?
You want to give me another clue, Howie?
You need one more clue.
Is it in the key of D?
Nope. It's a song by the Everly Brothers called Dream, and I hope we can remember it, but we'll give it a try here. Dream. Fun, Eddie.
I don't think I could do that all night long singing that high. But
I said we haven't done that for about 10 years.
Tough on an old man.
Yes, it is. This is WPCA Radio 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. This is Trigger Happy Memories. We've got Eric Satterlin from Grantsburg, Wisconsin here with us. And Eric, you moved around at a few different places, ended up back at home, didn't you?
I did, yep.
Built a new house.
Twin Cities for quite a while, then to Texas for about 3 years and back home.
Yeah. Well, I bet it's nice to be back home.
It is, yeah.
Was everything bigger down in Texas?
It is. Everything is bigger in Texas. Especially the sky.
Yeah.
Because the trees are shorter. It's really true. The horizon's a lot lower because the trees are shorter because it's so dry.
Oh.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I thought that was just something that Bob Wills used to say.
My mom and dad used to winter down in the valley, way down the Rio Grande Valley, 10 miles from the Mexican border. and we could drive it in 2 days. The first day we drove to about to the Texas border. And the second day was all Texas.
Really?
So that's how big Texas is.
Wow.
So from Minneapolis to the border is about the same as it is from the north end of Texas to the south end.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
Gives you an idea.
You bet.
Gee.
Back when we were doing sound with us guys doing some of these festivals, one of the big events that we did is we got to back up Dave Dudley.
Yes.
And you were the sound guy doing
it. I love doing that.
Oh, wasn't that fun?
What a great band and a great guy Dave was.
He
liked having you, too, I'll
yeah.
tell you.
He liked them big speakers when he hit them low notes, and them speakers were just down there to rattle.
Yeah.
The first time that happened, his manager, I can't remember, do you remember his name? Anyway, his manager was standing out by me, and he went, holy cow. You got some speakers there, he said.
Yeah. And you got to know Dave well, too.
I did,
You guys would sit and visit.
Sit and talk, yeah.
Yeah, nice guy. I got telling a story recently. Actually, I've been writing some of these stories down, hoping to put together a book of small-town stories. But included in this was, I'll try to keep this short, but we had this Charlie Grant, who was our St. Croix County Sheriff years ago, had met Charlie when Charlie was living in Afton, and when Dave Dudley was living in Afton. And when Dave was off the road, he'd come over to Hudson. He'd like to frequent this one tavern.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in front of...
I can't believe it. Really? A tavern, huh?
Yes. So Dave's... there was this nice Cadillac sitting out in front of the Hudson Harbor, I believe it was, for many, many hours. Charlie, a good policeman, he was the sheriff, he was suspicious of how long that car sat there. He ran the numbers on it. Come to find out, it belonged to Dave Dudley.
Sure.
So he just kind of kept watching this. Well, finally, Dave comes out of the bar, very late, and Charlie went over and, talked to him, and he says, you plan on driving that car? And he says, you bet I do. And Charlie says, I don't think you're going to do that. Why don't you follow me? And Dudley told us the same story as Charlie told us, but he said, I cooperated. He didn't handcuff me. He didn't test me for alcohol. So I got in the squad car, and I thought we're going to jail, but he said, we ended up going to Charlie Grant's house, like at 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever it was. And Charlie wakes up Vera, his wife, and says, get some coffee going, dear. Get some eggs and bacon. And so Charlie Grant and Dave Dudley sat and visited for several hours, and they ate, and then Charlie drove him back to his car. But then later, Dudley had asked him, is there something I can do for you? You certainly have saved me. And Charlie says, we got a Christmas party coming up. If you want to come out and just meet the guys, in December? And Dudley says, do you have entertainment? And he said, no. I'll come, I'll play. So Dudley came out and entertained for nothing for the sheriff's department.
Oh.
But anyhow, when you were doing sound, Charlie Grant was in the audience, and we brought Charlie back to the dressing room to meet Dave Dudley again, many, many years later.
Okay.
Yeah. And they locked eyes, and Dudley says, I'm not sure I remember who you are, but I know you're a man of authority, and I think you did me a favor at some point in my life. Well, then they reminisce the story. But anyhow, there was so many fun stories with Dave Dudley and all that. But why don't you sing a song again?
Another one. Holy cow, you're going to wear me out here. It's all in the same set. Here. I try to space them out one per set.
You do? Okay.
Well, should we try that Stray Cats one?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. One, two, three, four.
Well, my baby and me went out late Saturday night. I had my hair piled high and my baby just looked all right. Well, pick you up at 8, have you home by 2. Mama don't know that I bought it for you, but that's all right, 'cause you're looking just as cool as can be. Well, we found a little place that really didn't look half bad. I had whiskey on the rocks and change from a dollar for the jukebox. Well, I dropped a quarter right into that can, but all they played was Disco Man. Come on, pretty baby, let's get out of here right away. We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out. We're gonna rock this town, make 'em scream and shout. Well, let's rock, rock,
rock, man, rock. We're going to rock till we pop and roll till we drop. We're going to rock this town, rock it inside out. Come on, Eddie, play one there. Ball just a bopping on the big dance floor. There's a real square cat, looks from 1974. Well, he looked at me once, looked at me twice, looked at me again. There's gonna be a fight. We're gonna rock this town, rip this place apart. We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out. We're gonna rock this town, make 'em scream and shout. Rock, 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 man, rock. We're gonna rock till we pop and roll till we drop. We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out. We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out. We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out.
Very nice, Eric. That was good. Huh. Remember you guys doing that song with the Sidewalls, didn't you?
We played parts of that song.
Okay, yeah.
I can't remember the first time we did that with Hound Dog. It was after they got the band back together in 09. He said, I've never played that whole song. He said, I said, well, you're going to now.
Yes. One of your day jobs, you worked you built amplifiers.
Speaker cabinets, yes.
Okay.
And that was
for what company?
For Eden Electronics.
Eden, okay.
Out in Montrose, Minnesota. I worked there off and on for almost 20 years. I missed a few years when I was in Texas and one here and there, but worked up there part-time while I was playing music with the Sidewalls until 1994 when we mysteriously got let go out of the band. And then at that time, Dave Nordskow, the owner, said, he said, there's only two people in this company that know every product we've ever built. And he said, that's me and you. He said, so why don't you, since you're not playing full time, why don't you come and run the factory for me? So I did that till 2001.
Okay.
That was just a hoot.
Yeah.
I mean, building speaker cabinets is fun enough for me. But I got to test anything we ever made. So I'd always bring in some bass amp or a new amplifier, a new speaker cabinet out when we're playing. To test it, and then you get to go to all the NAMM shows, the National Association of Musical Instrument Manufacturers. So Los Angeles and Nashville,
it's nice stuff.
Oh, boy, man.
All the speakers, such a mix of stuff that you can bring, and like when we play Frederick up there, that street dance, and you bring every speaker under the sun.
Well, the thing that makes me happy and proud is I built everything that we use. Every monitor, every speaker cap, everything, I built everything.
Wow.
So that works out nice. But the other nice part about that was all the interesting people I met.
Yeah, you were at some of the shows you'd go to, these guys would be there too.
At the shows in Los Angeles, well, all the big boys are there.
Mm.
And, I mean, I remember turning around. I told you this story already, but I turned around one day, and there's a guy standing right behind me. He goes, hello, I'm Michael McDonald. And I said, what do you say to Michael McDonald? He said, yes, you are. How do you do? But meet all these big-name bass players with Nathan East and the guys that he plays with Eric Clapton and Reggie Hamilton for Bette Midler and all these guys are just as nice as can be. The guys that make the big bucks, they're awesome. Awesome guys.
What did they say about your product? Were they looking to fine-tune it more or asking you to?
Oh, they'd always give us suggestions.
Okay.
Yes, but most of these, or a lot of the people that came to see us were actually endorsers of our equipment. Jason Schiff from Chicago, who took Peter Cetera's place, playing bass and singing all the high stuff.
Oh, okay.
Now, Jason Schiff is Jerry Schiff's son.
Mm.
If you know who Jerry Schiff is, that was Elvis Presley's bass player.
Oh.
For years, all the Las
Vegas
stuff.
He could play, couldn't he?
Yeah, and so can Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that company still going?
It is, although David Nordskow sold it to U.S. Music Corporation. Okay. So they're not out in Montrose, Minnesota anymore. They're based out of Mundelein, Illinois, which is near Chicago.
Okay.
And then he was the head, the main propeller head engineer for quite a while for Eaton, but then he now he's off on his own. He makes David Norskow Amplification, which is DNA amps.
Well, Carl, our drummer, you're the old drummer with the white sidewalls.
The Kansas City kid, yeah.
Yes, he's got a an Eaton amplifier that is a very unique one. I think you might have helped build that, but it's he uses it with his electronic drums. And I think it's got two tens in it.
Sure.
And but I don't think it was something that, I think it was a special, something
you... Was it that monitor wedge? Is it a monitor or not?
I don't know. I don't
that's just square with the wheels on it. I think it's got some tweeters or horns in it, too.
Yeah.
But she's quite an amp.
Yes, it is.
There's a few times we've had to tell him to turn it down a little bit. Hard to believe, right?
Right. We're going to say hello to a few folks, and if you've got somebody you want to say hello to...
Hi, Mike. Hi, Ed.
Eric. We're going to say hello to Edna Bjorkman, my mother, and Jim out in Arizona, my wife, Debbie, Heather from Shakopee, Gary McIntyre, Putz, Sam Boatman. We're going to hopefully he's listening here too, and the Hunyucks, if they're listening. There's a gal out in Arizona named, she's our neighbor out there when we go in the wintertime. Her name is Susie. Hopefully she's going to be tuning in here for us here too. But Eddie, you got some folks you want to say hello to?
Sure. Say hi to my wife Joanne, and see if Brian Jevning from work is listening, and some of the cribbage boys, and our neighbors, Al and Ann, they always listen, and she liked the way you brought up on the one of the other shows about when you were talking to her at the birthday party there, and Rex Cactus boys. And
Did we mention Uncle Bob?
I don't think we have yet, but we should.
Yeah, we got to make sure to say hello to Uncle Bob. You met Bob Holmes. He was the manager at the Country Dam. You probably remember him, so... Yes. Eric, you got anybody out there you want to say hello to?
Well, my wife Pam. I can always say hello to her.
Sure.
Although I just seen her just a little bit ago. But
Well, if you forget her, you're going to be in trouble.
Say hello to Ed. I went to see him a couple weeks ago with Darlene and the boys, but he wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
Somebody else was playing.
He was playing with
Did you go up there Saturday night?
Yeah.
I played Friday night.
Oh, did you play Friday? Oh,
and then we played Saturday down in Elmwood, so Dirty Dwayne Nelson was
I thought that was him up there.
Yeah. Eddie, you got another song you want to sing there or play? Or?
Sure, we can do a little George Strait.
Sure.
This is something that Eric plays with this one. We do this one with Freeway Jam also. So. One by
Eddie does this song with everybody he plays with. Yeah. Probably.
And it's funny, it's a little bit different in different groups too, it's pretty neat at all the places. I knew the stakes were high right from the start. When she dealt the cards, I dealt my heart. Now I just found a game that I can't play. This is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart keeps sinking like the setting sun. Setting on the things I wish I'd done. Oh, it's time to say goodbye to yesterday. This is where the cowboy rides away. Thank you.
We've been in and out of love and in between. And now we play the final showdown scene. And as the credits roll, a sad song starts to play. This is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart keeps sinking like the setting sun. Setting on the things I wish I'd done. Oh, the last goodbye's the hardest one to say. This is where the cowboy rides away. Well, the last goodbye's the hardest one to say. This is where the cowboy rides away.
Oh, very nice, Eddie. That's pretty. Never get tired of that song. So, are you crying, Eric?
Oh, boy.
Tear jerker, isn't
every
it?
Every time.
Yes.
Eric, he puts that one different little thing in there. I like.
It just belongs there.
Yeah.
It just,
kind
it
of
just should
runs
go
it
there.
Down to that, like, that relative minor or whatever it's called.
A cousin or something, right?
A cousin, yeah.
I'm sure he's a minor. I think he was old enough.
He was
21, I think.
I was thinking, Eric, that one time when you were running sound for us, my wife and I still talk about it. I think it was when we were up in Moose Lake, and that storm was coming.
Dave Dudley.
I was thinking
of that when you mentioned Dave.
We started playing, I don't know how long we did play. Was it 40 minutes? We might have got in, and it was getting black behind us. And when it came, the rain, and
you know, we had no cover over the soundboard, no tent, no nothing, and we were standing out. By the time we were standing out there, we threw the cover over the soundboard, but that was doing almost no good. We were standing in like 3 inches of water, standing water in that ball field, and we were absolutely soaked.
And the people in the audience could see the storm coming. It was you probably could see it, but we couldn't. Mm. We're on stage, and there's this whatever, some kind of a backdrop. So we're playing away, and people are pointing to us like, "Look out! There's a storm!" And we just kept playing.
I think that was the same night when I got power out of that little shack where they were cooking up there. I ran my 220 tap in there, and I said to the guy, this isn't enough power. And he said, oh, so-and-so's played here. They're a big name. They had plenty of power. They had no problem. And so we went through the first whole part of the show until it started to get dark. And as soon as I turned the lights on, everything just went, boom. It dead. So I wound up running, like, out of 16 park hands, I think I ran 2.
Oh. So this big group probably didn't have the lights like you did, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm going to throw in one quick song here, if we can, Eddie. I don't think we've ever done this one before, but it's an old standard called Beautiful Brown Eyes. If you can you create a steel part for this?
How quick are we going to do it? Just like polka beat, or?
Nope, it's actually a waltz.
Oh, okay.
And you got to sing harmony too, Ed. Did I mention that?
Okay.
So, all right.
And stand on 1 foot. If it ain't too much trouble.
Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Might have been married, but rambling has kept us apart. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Oh, beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. I'll never love blue eyes. Thank you.
rendition of Beautiful Brown Eyes.
Holy cow, it's almost like we knew that song.
You know, we probably could never do it that good again, could we?
Probably not.
No, that was fun.
It's been fun having this bass guitar in here. That's,
yes. Well, I'll leave it, and then you can...
Yes. You know, it's been fun, Eddie, though. We've connected with so many musicians that we've known for so many years, and that's why it's so fun to... Thank you so much, Eric, for coming in and doing this with us.
It's been a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, we've just... It sure is fun. This is what our goal was when we started this over 2 years ago, to invite musician friends, and I think we've repeated one show in over 2 years of friends that we knew. But we keep finding more and more people to come and do this.
And there's a lot more that we still need to get in here. So.
Yeah, so we're wrapping it up here a little bit. Is there anything you want to talk about with Freeway Jam? Are you guys got some jobs coming up? Or?
Well, just kind of our normal summer stuff. We do the Music in the Park gigs, quite a few of those. We do usually Siren Luck, and I think we're going to do Milltown this year maybe, and sometimes Pine City.
Do you still do the thing in Grants, the Pinko Jam, is it? Or
I don't think we're going to do it this year. No, we didn't actually play last year. I played with Scott Harder and Friends for that one last year.
We did that a couple years with you guys up there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's like every bar in town has music all day, all night,
That's right, yeah. There's usually 6 to 8 bands at every bar for all day Saturday.
Sure.
So from about noon on until closing, there's continuous music and different bands about every 2 hours.
And it's a fundraiser for?
Fundraiser for the special ed kids
in
Grantsburg there. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, great. So anything else you want to add there, Eddie?
It's been fun, Like you say, all the years of knowing Eric and having him run sound and now getting to play some music with him. And so,
hope
we got many more years of the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
I was getting past my bedtime anyway. So.
Okay. Yes, well, once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. We're in downtown Amory, Wisconsin, WPCA Radio 93.1. We thank all the listeners for supporting us, and you can tune us in on the internet if you can't get it on your radio. So we'll be back again. We're here every week. They do a rebroadcast of the 3 weeks, then we do a live broadcast of the last Thursday of each month. But it's on every Thursday night. So we
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Yes.
Don't be late.
So once again, thanks everybody. We'll catch you next time.